Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from the 10th canto, chapter 47, verses 64 through 69. So today the plan is to not say the verses responsively because I know students have to leave. It's already 5 minutes after 8. What we'll do is chant all verses responsively, and I'll go one verse at a time. So let's start with text 64. Shri Shuka Vacha Atha Gopera Nudnyapya Yashodam Nandame Vacha Gopana Mantra Dasharho Yasyan Aruruhe Ratham. Translation. By the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Shukadeva Goswami said, Uddhav, the descendant of Dasharha, then took permission to leave from the gopis and from Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. He bade farewell to all the cowherd men and about to depart, mounted his chariot. So text 65, Tam nirgatam samasadya Nano payana panayaha nandadayonu ragena pravachanma shrulochana. The translation, as Uddhava was about to leave, Nanda and the others approached him bearing various items of worship. With tears in their eyes, they addressed him as follows. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami points out that Nanda and the cowherd men did not approach Uddhava as a formality, but rather out of spontaneous affection for a dear friend of Krishna's. So I will take a break here and read something from Prabhupada's Krishna book in this context. And then I will discuss Sanatan Goswami Pad's commentary. I presented that last time on the same topic. So I thought it would be nice to finish this topic also with the commentary from Brihad Vaishnav Toshini. Let's see if I can find this, chapter 47. So Srila Prabhupada says, when Uddhava was about to leave, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, headed by Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan came to bid him goodbye and presented him with various kinds of valuable goods secured in Vrindavan. So I was curious who these inhabitants were and what valuable goods they gave. So Sanatan Goswami Pad actually explains each of these inhabitants and what specific gifts they gave, which is really beautiful. Really sweet purport from Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad. But before I go into that, I wanted to set a theme for today's talk by reading another passage from Dharma, the Way of Transcendence by Srila Prabhupada. This is the verse, we know this, Dadati Pati Grunati Guyam Akhyati Prichati Bhunte Bhojayate Chaiva Shad Vidham Priti Lakshanam. So dadati means gives, pratigrunati is accepts, guhyam akhyati speaks a confidential message, Pruchati, asks something confidential, asks about something confidential. Then Bhungte, eats, Bhojayate, causes to eat, that means feeds. And then these are the six signs of Priti Lakshanam, symptoms of love, Srila Prabhupada translates this. And this is like the essence of nourishment that's experienced in the devotee community, these six items of loving exchanges. And actually what's going on from verses 65 to 69 is exactly that. And what has happened in this chapter is also that. Because Uddhava came from Mathura carrying a confidential message, Guyam, from Krishna. And he gave individual confidential messages to each of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. On hearing those messages, each of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Pruchati, they asked questions. Nanda Baba asked, does he remember us? Does he remember these hills? The gopis asked, does he remember those nights, Taha Ratri, those nights of the Rasa dance? So Pruchati, they asked for something secret, after Uddhava had told them something secret. And now I'll point out in the last verse for today, Krishna will ask something of Uddhava, some secret message from Uddhava also, according to Sanatana Goswami Pads. So Prabhupada says, first you must give something. Now, normally Prabhupada talks about this verse in the context of devotee relationships, but in this Dharma chapter book, he talks about the relationship with Krishna. At least, maybe he mentions it elsewhere, but this is where I came across it. So first you must give something to your beloved and accept something from your beloved. If you simply go on accepting but do not give anything, then there is no love. Then Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati. You should not keep anything secret within your mind. And your beloved should not keep anything secret within his or her mind. And Bhungte Bhojayate Chaiva. One should give the beloved eatables and accept eatables from him or her. When we cultivate the six kinds of loving exchanges with Krishna, we develop pure love of God. And that love should be without any material motivation and without impediment. If you can develop such love for God, you will feel suprasiddhati, complete satisfaction. No more anxiety, no more dissatisfaction. You'll feel that the whole world is full of pleasure. Vishvam purna sukhayate. So the best religion is that which teaches one how to become a lover of God. And the best welfare work is to distribute this knowledge. These are the purposes of the Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness is such a beautiful thing. It does not depend on any material acquisition, nor can it be checked by any impediment. In any part of the world, at home or away from home, you can chant the Hare Krishna mantra in ecstasy and attain the love of God very quickly. So coming back to the purport of Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, and I'll connect this with Prabhupada's commentary here in different places. Goswami Pad points out individuals. He starts with Sri Vrajeshwari. Who are giving gifts? And what gifts are there? And to whom? That's what we're going to see. So who is Sri Vrajeshwari? Can anybody tell me here? Yashoda. Ishwar means controller. Vraja means Vrajadham. So the queen of Vraja. Variously is Radharani. But in this context, it is Mother Yashoda. It is interesting that Goswami Pad doesn't mention them by name. He calls them by these honorific titles. Sri Vrajeshwari. And what does he say? So she sends something, putrartham, for her son. Let's see, I'm going to lose it. Yeah. So, putrartham, what could Mother Yashoda send for Krishna? Any students want to suggest what gifts would she send for Krishna? Anybody? Only the kids for now, and then we'll go to the adults. Yes? Yogurt? That's a good answer. What else? What does Krishna like to eat? Baby Krishna. Yes? Butter. Yes? Milk. Yes? Gulab jamuns. Sweets. Yes. Fruits? Mangoes. I'll come back to you. There are many gifts we have to think about here, so otherwise we don't have time. Okay, so what Sanatana Goswami Pad says, Nava Nava Nita Kshira Landukadikam Pruthak, that means freshly prepared butter, Navanit, Kshira, milk, Landukadi, Laddus, etc., Adikam, and that includes everything you said. Pruthak, different things. But she doesn't only send for Krishna, she also sends for Balaram, Bala Rohinyartham, and also his mother Rohini. And she sends it for Devaki, Shri Devakyartham, Cha, Pruthak, Pruthak, different preparations, prasad preparations for each of these personalities. So she doesn't only focus on Krishna. This is Vaishnava culture. We also give the devotees prasad, right? Then is mentioned Shri Vraja Devi Bhishcha. Who are the Vraja Devis? Any guesses? Yes? The gopis, the Vraja Devis, that includes Radharani. And for the gopis, Nija Praneshwara Artham, Krishna is the Ishwar of their very life breath, that's the translation, or their soul. Nija Praneshwara Artham. Nija, okay, so I'm going to ask you, so what would the gopis send for Krishna? The hint is some kind, something to wear around his neck. Yes? Garlands. So what they send is Nija Nija Shilpa Chinnitam Gunja Hara Adikam Gunja Har, garlands made of Gunja berries, and Shilpa Chinnitam, marked with their personal handcrafts. They must have made some, personally made some things which would remind them of individual gopis. On these garments. Actually, I forgot to mention all the butter and the laddus that Yashoda Mai sends. Goswami Pad describes Nija Mudra Lakshitam. Nija Mudra Lakshitam means they were marked some way with her personal stamp, so that Krishna would recognize that this was sent by Mother Yashoda. Nija Mudra Lakshitam. Okay, then Shridam Adi Bhi. Shridam is Krishna's friend. Adibhi. Who are Krishna's other friends? Some names? Yes? Madhumangal. Balaram is his elder brother. Yes? Subala. Huh? Stoka Krishna. You had an answer? No. Okay. So all these friends, what did they send? Priya Sakha Artham. Priya Sakha means beloved friend. What did they send? Any guesses? What would Krishna's friends send for him? The hint is they are in the forest playing with Krishna. What do they give Krishna from the forest? Yes? Monkeys. They give monkeys? Okay. Butter? Maybe this is a difficult one. So I'll just give you the answer. Tat parichita vanya phala muladikam pruthak. Different types of wild flowers and wild fruits from the forest. But tat parichita, which were very familiar to Krishna, which he liked, his favorites. That's what they sent, the friends sent. Okay. Then comes Shri Vrajeshwara. Who is Shri Vrajeshwara? Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj sent putra artham for his son. He sent Kasturi Tilak, scented Tilak, and Gajamauktika Hara Adikam. So Gajamauktika, I didn't really know what it meant, I asked a devotee. It is a jewel in the head of the elephant that's taken out, and then you can make a necklace, Hara, from those jewels. So that's what Nanda Maharaj sent for him. But Nanda Maharaj also sent for Shri Vasudev. Shri Vasudev, he sent Ghruta Pakva Adikam, items prepared in ghee, obviously by Yashoda Mai. Ugrasena Artham Cha, also for Ugrasena, who is now the king of Mathura. Gorasa Adikam. Gorasa means milk and milk products, buttermilk, things like that. Because they were cowherd community, so that's their wealth. Gorasa Adikam, Pruthak Pruthak Iti Evam. So in the text 65, it says, Nana Upayana Panayaha, with different items for worship in their hands. Prabhupada translates this in the Krishna book as gifts, so does Sanatana Goswami Pad, but items of worship is also correct, as becomes clear in the later purports. Okay, so that's that. Let's see if I missed anything. Then verse, text 66. So let's chant together.
Manaso vrittayo nasyu Krishna padambujashraya vacho bhidhayinir nanam kayastat pravanadishu.
Translation. Nandas in the Arkahod said, may our mental functions always take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. May our words always chant his names. And may our bodies always bow down to him and serve him. Purport. The residents of Vrindavan were firmly convinced that even if they could not have direct association with their beloved Krishna, they would never be indifferent to him. They were all topmost pure devotees of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada says something very interesting in this context. He says, this prayer of the inhabitants of Vrindavan is the super excellent type of self-realization. Super excellent type of self-realization. So the highest type of self-realization. May our mental functions, so mana, buddhi, in this case, manasaha, vrittayaha, that's the functions, vachaha, our words, kayaha, our bodies. So Sanatana Goswami Pad says, the words, when the words are mentioned here, it really means kirtan. He explicitly says, that's kirtan. So, this is a little extraordinary, well actually it's very extraordinary. Nanda Baba and the cowherd. So Nanda Baba is saying this. He's saying, may my mind take the shelter of the feet, of the lotus feet of Krishna, his own son. He is in parental affection with Krishna. And now this is another rasa. It is in servitorship. So it's extraordinary that he says that. And Sanatana Goswami Pad comments on it. What he says is, in this way, Nanda Baba's pure, tender parental affection, and the words are Vishuddha Vatsalya Bhaja, pure, tender parental affection is indicated here by the use of the words Pada. Pada means lotus feet. In the words Krishna Padam Bhuja Ashraya, etc. It is to be understood that these words are spoken with extreme helplessness due to depression born out of separation. So that's Sanatana Goswami Pad's comment on this verse. Okay, let's move on. Let's chant the verse, the next verse, 67.
Karma bhir brahmyamananam yatra kvapi shvarechaya mangala charitai danai rate naha Krishna Ishvare.
Wherever we are made to wander about this world by the Supreme Lord's will, in accordance with the reactions to our fruitful work, may our good works and charity always grant us love for Lord Krishna. These verses are self-explanatory. One cannot really put it in a better way than this. If you listen to the translations, they're really beautiful and profound, philosophically profound. So in this context, Sanatana Goswami Pad quotes this verse from the Padma Puran, where he says, it's a part of the verse, Na karma bandhanam janma vaishnavanam duvidyate. And he's giving Vaishnava Siddhanta here, where he says that the wanderings due to karma do not indeed exist for Vaishnavas. Then he says, what to speak of the eternally beloved Vrajavasis? Nevertheless, they said these sentences, as if in anxiety because of absorption in the mundane world. But the Brajavasis are not absorbed in the mundane world. But they said this as if in anxiety because of the desire of Sri Bhagavan for purposes of Leela. That's what Sanatana Goswami explains. But this is a very good prayer for us. This is the essence of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. Being conscious of Krishna. How do you be conscious? How are you going to be conscious of Krishna? With the mind, with our words, with the body. Always we are absorbed in Krishna's service. That's what Krishna consciousness is. Machittaha. Constantly your mind in me. Madhagata prana bodhayanta. This is the Bhagavad Gita. So, Machitta Sarva Durgani, this is in the 18th chapter. Mat prasadat tarishyasi, atha chetva mahankarat na shroshyasi vinamshyasi. Machitta, if you are conscious of me, Krishna consciousness. This is in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Machitta Sarva Durgani, all difficulties you will overcome. Sarva Durgani, mat prasadat, by my mercy. But, atha chetva mahankarat, if from false ego, you do not listen to my instructions. Na shroshyasi, vinamshyasi, you will be destroyed. You fall down. Simple. So these prayers are really for us. Whether we are made to wander about this world, I'll just repeat the translation. By the Supreme Lord's will, in accordance with the reactions to our due work, may our good works and charity always grant us love for Lord Krishna. Now these words, good works, pious activities, charity, it's not really the process of bhakti. But the reason it's used here is explained by Goswami Pad, and what he says is that all these acts of charity he says specifically is the giving away of cows in charity, or pious activities like Naimittika and Nimitta Homa. I don't really know what these are, but these are kind of the ritualistic activities that the Brahmin priests do. All these for the Brajavasis, even if they were done for one sole purpose, and that was for Krishna. And therefore they are devotional service. But for others, it's not the case, he points out. For others who are doing these things to please all the demigods, this is not bhakti. And for them, things are more precarious. Okay, so check 68 and 69.
Evam sabhajito gopai krishna bhaktya naradhipa uddhava punaragachan Mathuram Krishna Palitam.
Translation, O ruler of men, thus honored by the cowherd men, with expressions of devotion for Lord Krishna, Uddhava went back to the city of Mathura, which was under Krishna's protection. Purport, the word Krishna Palitam indicates that even though Uddhava became quite attached to the land of Vrindavan, he returned to Mathura because Sri Krishna was personally displaying his transcendental pastimes there. This is a very interesting prayer also. Not prayer, but verse. Uddhava was honored by the cowherd men with expressions of devotion for Lord Krishna. So, they were given gifts. He was given gifts to carry to Krishna. The analogy is striking between our own worship. Our method is we offer bhoga to Krishna through the spiritual master, Prabhupada, or our guru, and then Prabhupada, through the Acharya Parampara. And then they convey it to Krishna, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then to Krishna. That's our understanding. And I have been asked this question before, and I haven't really had a good answer. People are not very convinced, especially the Indian hard-headed, you know, audience that I sometimes have to preach to. Well, you consider yourself so fallen that you can't offer bhoga directly to Krishna. Why do you need this person in between? Here's why. Even the Brajavasis are doing the same thing. They're sending all these sweets. And if they could just travel to Mathura and offer these gifts to Krishna directly. But they are giving it to Uddhava, who is conveying these gifts to Krishna, isn't it? So this is Shastra. Our process is to recreate the spiritual world here. Krishna consciousness is living in the spiritual world. We are doing what is being done in the spiritual world. Uddhava is carrying this. Why is Uddhava chosen for this? So Sanatana Goswami Pad explains this also. What is so special about Uddhava? He uses very interesting Sanskrit. Tasyapi rati adhinatva. Because Uddhava was under the control of love, adhinatvat, surrendered, you could say, rati, Krishna rati, love for Krishna. Therefore, Krishna bhakti hi prema lakshana taya, this is another very important philosophical point, hetuna samyak prarthitam. So why did the Brajavasis give these gifts? That's being explained. What are these gifts? They are prema lakshana. Priti lakshanam. That was dadati pati gunati guyam akhyal. Shatvidham, priti lakshanam. Sanatana Goswami Pad saying prema lakshanam, same thing. What is the prema lakshanam? These gifts. Dadati, they are giving these gifts. Why are they giving it? Krishna bhakti, for devotional service to Krishna. Which is exactly what we're doing when we offer bhoga. What do we want? Well, for me, sometimes I'm very hungry and I just want to eat the prasad. Hopefully it is delicious. But the philosophical idea is we offer service to Krishna and in return we want more service to Krishna. Bhakti hi, bhakti sanjayate. Bhakti leads to bhakti. The Brajavasis are offering these gifts out of love, which are a token of their love, to get more love for Krishna, more devotional service. Krishna bhakti. And who are they offering it to? That person who is surrendered in love to Krishna. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is. They are the acharyas. Therefore, they are uniquely qualified. That's why we offer, you know, everything to them first before offering it to Krishna. Okay. Now I'm coming to the end of the talk. Let's look at the verse 69. Let's chant together. Krishnaya pranipatyaha bhakti udregam brajaukasam vasudevaya ramaya radne chopaya nanyadat. Translation. After falling down, so now Uddhava is back in Mathura. After falling down to pay his homage, Uddhava described to Lord Krishna the immense devotion of the residents of Braja. Bhakti udrekam. Bhakti is devotion. Udrekam is the abundance. That's how it's translated here. Uddhava also described it to Vasudev, Lord Balaram and King Ugrasen and presented to them the gifts of tribute he had brought with them. And so to conclude with Goswami Pad's commentary, really very revealing for this last verse. What is Uddhav telling Krishna? He's telling us what Uddhav conveys back to Krishna after seeing Gopi's devotion. And what he's saying is, Bhakti Udrekam, this immense pure devotion that these Brajavasis have, is being expanded unlimitedly by separation from you, O Krishna, Uddhav is speaking. And therefore, only from your direct darshan will their pain and misery, which is born really out of love, sees. Not by my skill, so he's expressing his failure, not by my skill, nor even by your message, he's expressing Krishna's message also has failed. Not by your message either. Then Krishna asks him, so Pruchati, this is the Guhyam, and Krishna asks, but then why did they not come here? Why are they in... if they're suffering so much in separation, why are they not coming here? It's not so far away. And the response is the word in the verse, Vrajaukasam. Vrajaukasam means they are of those who live in Vraja. And the response is, they desire your darshan, but in Vraja only. Not here in this place, that means not in Mathura, where he uses an interesting phrase, they will be devoid of independence. I don't really know what that means, but I think the senior Vaishnavas can speak here. I can speculate what it means. But so the Brajavasis will lose their independence in Mathura. That's why they don't go to Mathura. They stay in Vrindavan and they hope that Krishna will come back. That's the meaning. And then I was wondering about this, and then Sanatana Goswami Pad also explains. In this verse it said that all these messages, confidential messages, were also described to Vasudev, Lord Balaram and King Ugrasena. So Sanatana Goswami Pad comments that maybe he only gave the tributes to King Ugrasena but didn't tell them the secret, the Guhya. Because if he did do that, there was a possibility of displeasure on the part of the king. Maybe it's because the rasas of the gopis and Krishna may not have been accessible to the king. You know, for him, Krishna is his one of the foremost leaders of the city of Mathura. Or maybe he gave them, he told everybody about it, so Goswami Pad leaves it open. So to tie this back to Srila Prabhupada's point about Dadati Pratigunnati, I hope I convinced you that these pastimes explain how gifts are given and exchanged between devotees and also between devotees and Krishna, how secret messages are passed between Krishna and the devotees and also amongst the devotees, and what is the last one? Prasad, of course, how prasad is fed and eaten. And I think this culture is really Vaishnava culture. We talk about culture, but Vaishnavism is not confined to India. It's not Indian culture we are living, or trying to live, anyway. This is a, and Prabhupada comments in the Nectar of Instruction also on this, that this Dadati Pratigunati, this is a universal feature of all societies. Exchange of love is on the basis of these things, giving gifts, accepting gifts, eating at dinner or lunch or whatever at each other's homes, although that's dwindled a lot in the US these days, because people go out to restaurants to eat. So they're doing the, you know, bhungte bhojayate with the waiter and the chef and the paying money for it and things like that. That's different. But and guhyam akhyati pruchyati, speaking confidential things, does not mean speaking gossip, doesn't mean speaking malicious gossip, even worse. It really means bhakti, Krishna bhakti, as Sanatana Goswami points out, that the goal of all these exchanges is Krishna bhakti, is devotion to Krishna. And if that's not happening, then all these exchanges are not spiritual, they're material. And then they're reflections of the spiritual exchanges, and therefore they're perverted in quality. So I'll stop here. Any comments, questions? Also, if the students have comments, questions, I know you have to leave. Maybe we'll give preference to them after this question.
You mentioned Uddhava and Sudama and other friends of Krishna. Prabhupada explains in Nectar of Devotion that, for example, Uddhava is in relationship with Krishna as a friend, but in Uddhava's character, a trace of servitude to Krishna is also visible. Such friendship is called friendship in reverence. The friendship typified, I'm not sure if it's typified or typified, the pronunciation here. The friendship typified by Sri Dhamma and Sudama, however, is the standard of friendship without any tinge of reverence.
Thank you. Mataji.
Thank you for the nice class. I had a technical question about the jewel in the elephant's head.
I don't know anything other than more than that. But maybe somebody else can help.
I've heard it referred to before, you know, in a story about Lord Jagannath, how a man was given, was going to give so much money if they could take it and use it an offering. They didn't. They were trying to figure out how they could do it. And then the pujari had a dream that night. They would take the jewel from the, I think it was a pearl. Just curious.
No idea. No, it's Mauktika. Mauktika, not Muktika. Yeah. Gem or something like that. Yeah. Madhumati Mataji. Any students have any questions, comments? Krishna Sharanam. Yes.
I was wondering if you could reread the commentary by Sanatana Goswami in regards to Krishna, why Nanda Maharaj was saying about meditating on his lotus feet, on Krishna's lotus feet, and if you could also further comment on it.
Okay. Let's see. Part of the challenge in presenting these commentaries is that they're connected to individual words, And sometimes Goswami Pad and all the acharyas, they'll translate individual words and give us the meanings of the words. So then there is, if I just start reading it, you won't get the continuity. It might not make sense because you haven't, you don't have the words in front of you. But let's see, going back to verse 66, I'll try to see if I can present this in an intelligible way. Manaso vrittayo nahasyu Krishna padambuja ashraya vacho vidhayini nam nam kayastat pravanadishu. That's the verse. And I'll just read the whole thing and see if it makes sense to you. So for whom? That's for the gopis. The shelter that is object are only the lotus feet of Bhagavan himself, of Krishna. That is, he who is famous with the name of Krishna. Like them may they be. What would be? The mind may be. The words may be. The body may be. How? Like the gopis. That's the prayer that is being made here. That means complete surrender without concern for anything. Okay. By this phrase is meant that always, indeed, everywhere, inside, outside, those lotus feet, Krishna's lotus feet, may shine forth. Vachaha means words, or the functions of the sense of speech. Tat means of Krishna. The names of Krishna, Nam Nam, that's presented here somewhere, are Shri Krishna, Damodara, Govinda, etc. Speaking of the name Krishna means being absorbed in kirtan. Pravana, the word pravana means obeisance is with devotion. And the word adi indicates devotional service. In this way, varieties of devotion, mind, speech and body were requested. Nanda Baba's pure tender affection, parental affection is indicated by the use of the words pada, etc. in Krishna Padambuja Ashrayaha. It is to be understood that these words are spoken with extreme helplessness due to depression born out of separation. Or that in the passage, he gives another meaning to it, that in the passage the saintly persons Nanda Baba and the others with tears in their eyes spoke. This actually describes not Nanda Baba, but the other gopas speaking in the sound produced in the choked throat of devoted Nanda Maharaj. In this, why is this? Because there is another verse in the previous chapter, 10.46.21, where Nanda Baba is continuously remembering Smaratam Krishna Varyani, that verse. So he's constantly remembering Krishna already, so why would he ask for remembrance again? So this prayer, Manaso Vrittayam Nahasyu, is not possible otherwise, because he's already remembering him constantly from the previous chapter. So the point is that maybe the gopas spoke actually in the sound that was produced in the choked throat of Nanda Maharaj. So this is the complete translation to that purport. Is that useful? I don't have much to add. Yes, Prabhu?
Also that was indicated in some. They're seeing him as the supreme, you know, like, you know, worshiping his lotus feet and stuff like that. Whereas, so it seems like sometimes are they aware that he is, and then other times they're covered by yoga maya. I mean, Can you put something in that? Shed some. But before you go to that quickly, with the jewels and the elephant head, we know, like we used to read about in the past ages, jewels and the snake head.
Yeah, the snake head I've heard.
Possibly, they used to grow on the elephant's head also.
Yeah.
They used to have elephants with four heads and stuff like that.
So I was hearing Chaitanya Charan Prabhu's discussion at this point. And he mentions that it is not that the Vrajavasis are not conscious of Krishna's supremacy, but it is relegated to insignificance because of the fact that they are so much in love with him. So even when the consciousness of the supremacy bubbles forth, it is only to actually increase the original rasa. That's explained in the Nectar of Devotion in the last three chapters also. you know, the mixing of the rasas, and sometimes they're incompatible and sometimes they're compatible. And the idea is that that rasa, which will increase the basic, the basal rasa, I don't know what the words Prabhupada uses, but the original rasa, the dominant rasa, which is a parenthood, then it is admissible, it is allowed, and it actually, you know, increases the rasa. So that's my understanding here, is the supremacy is not detracting from parental affection. It's actually supporting and increasing it. You may imagine how much Nandabha, you know, a parent wants to worship his child's feet. It is unimaginable, normally, you know. You're always in a kind of a superior position. You love your child, but will you touch his feet and take the dust on your... So, but this is such extreme separation. Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada says, it's such extreme afflictions of the heart, such depression, that such words will come out.
You were describing, you know, how the six loving exchanges take place, can take place between Krishna and the devotees. Could you elaborate a little bit on Guyama Kyati Prichiti? I mean, it's obvious from the devotee's standpoint, you know, how he's acquiring confidentially and revealing his mind in confidence. But on the sadhana platform, how do we experience Krishna's reciprocation?
I guess I have to wrap around my mind around the question. The question is, in the process of sadhana bhakti, is there a confidential exchange between Krishna and the devotee? Is that the question?
Well,
or what kind of
Guyama Kyati Prichiti, you know, in that particular context.
Sure. Is the question how it happens, or is the question...
Yeah, how does Krishna reciprocate? How do we perceive that?
Well, let me think about this one. Well, I guess Krishna communicates with us in two different ways. One is through the spiritual master, the other is through Paramatma. And Krishna knows all the confidential things in our heart anyway. We don't have to really express it as much because he's inside. But expressing our desires is conducive to our devotional service. So that's one point. The other is that confidential things may not really be communicated to us. It might be our mind that tells us something or the other, this is what I should do. Or so how does one distinguish between emotions, materially motivated emotions, and actual voices from Paramatma? My solution for that has been to just approach the Shiksha or Diksha Guru, who is a transparent, as Prabhupada says, via medium of Krishna's confidential messages to us on how to advance in our devotional service, how to fix problems in our devotional service. And so, just approaching the spiritual master and ignoring the workings of the mind and following the instructions is the best way to follow Krishna's messages. Now, of course, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita speaks about guhyatam, idam ditute guhyatamam pravakshami anasuyave. He gives us confidential messages openly, it's public. He says it's confidential, but it's public. Everybody can access the Bhagavad Gita, all the secret knowledge which is the secret knowledge given in the Bhagavad Gita about Krishna's supremacy and about his relationship, sambandha, videya, and prayojana. These are also confidential messages in general that if we take up the process of sadhana bhakti, we can realize. I don't know if I'm answering your question, but I'm trying. Maybe you have an answer to your question.
I don't know if I have an answer, but I've thought about it. You know, when we're seeking clarification from Krishna, and we're really struggling with some challenge, and then all of a sudden the real satata yuktanam bhajati the dhammi buddhi yogam tam. Yeah. So. That kind of, it seems that that's his reciprocation, you know, on the sadhana platform. We're really struggling, and then we keep going no matter what, and then there's a like a real eye-opener. The lights go on, you know, what to do, how to proceed. And it also seems that, you know, when we're not sure what to do, if we follow that same formula, you know, of maintaining, being steadfast in our devotional practices, then the way will become clear. You know, I've seen that, you know, in my own life, you know, that he just, it may be very bewildering, you know, what to do, but then if we stay steady, you know, in our commitment, then he'll clarify. It may not come as Prakash Bani, it may come, you know, just through the Sangha of devotees or circumstantial arrangements. But nevertheless, it's there, and then it's very clear, oh, okay, this is it. This is what Krishna wants.
Thank you. Okay, so let's close the Tagore Premanandi.